This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Dansby, first of all, how's the wrist, man? I know all the fans are asking the question.
First of all, thankful to be healthy. Last year was long with dealing with it, you know. It definitely kind of changed life a little bit, like certain things you can and can't do. But back to normal now, which is great. Just thankful to be healthy and to be able to do what I do and do what I love. So
last year, I know you were playing injured, man. And fans don't know. I mean, you were playing injured, what, the last month of the season, just trying to fight through it?
What I got surgery on, I'd been dealing with since April. Chicago, so pretty much 5 months out of the season. So,
cool.
But like I said, that's behind us, and we're excited for the season. So,
is there anything that feels weird? Anything you do now that you didn't feel weird before that because of the surgery just feels different?
Well, you know, it feels normal now. It's like I can put on a shirt the right way and like put on a backpack. Because before, I remember when the first time I could finally put like my backpack on without being worried, I like called somebody and I was like, I just put my backpack on. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah,
oh my God,
like,
man.
Because it was nuts. And so glad that it's behind me. So,
you know what, last year, no expectations. You guys win the division. I mean, how different is this spring training? I know injury-wise for you it's different, but coming into this spring training, I know Snick probably had some good things to say at the beginning of spring training. What's the attitude of the team?
I think at the end of the day, what made us so successful last year and what's going to help propel us to where we want to get to this year is we're the only thing that matters. And when I say that is we value what our team thinks and what we believe, because as soon as you start getting caught up on everything that's said outside, you know, these walls, that's when things start to break down. So we're not concerned about that. We're really just focused on putting out the best product every single day that we can. And if we do that, then we know that we'll set ourselves up for where we want to be.
We've been hearing about these young pitchers for a long time, and a lot of the guys have a chance to make the team this year. What's it like for you to be playing behind some of these guys throughout spring?
It's fun. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see the stuff and the electricness of what these guys can bring to the table. And I think I almost got spoiled at it when I was in college because we always had good arms, you know, and it almost became normal. And then you come here, and it's still the same way. And it's like, what would be any different? And then you hear guys that have been a part of other organizations that are here now or that left here to go to other places, and they're like, that's just not how it is. It's pretty remarkable how much talent there is, and it's something that's definitely going to impact us for a long time to come.
Goals coming into the season, what are they for Dansby?
Win.
There you go, baby. Simple. Keep it simple. Awesome.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I do. That's what I love.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Seth Payne. I played a long time in the NFL, and now I talk about it three times a week on the Deceptively Fast podcast. I bring you the biggest football stories in a lighthearted but in-depth manner, but also the world of health and fitness and a bunch of interviews with successful people from all walks of life. You're going to hear from current players and coaches, as well as my former teammates and experts from the national media. Subscribe today. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.